they don't just love worship. I'm talking about 6-year-olds to 26-year-olds, orphanage home, Grace House. They don't just love worship. They are sold out to God. And you, when you notice their backgrounds, there was a young man next to the guitarist. The guitarist was loud. He's my sort of bloke. The young lad that was next to him, I thought he was 13, 14. He reminded me of my John. Skinny, short, long arms, you know. He just reminded me of John. Smiled, but he was loud. So I had an opportunity to talk to him after, and I'm thinking, 14, 15, he was 22. Wow. He was 22 and he was short because he lacked the vitamins and the food resources that he needed to grow. But that didn't stop him loving Jesus. And they all loved Jesus. So as much as we went to give, I was given. I was given with their passion. I was given with their commitment. I was given when they could smile. Even when there's nothing in their bowl, they would still smile. I am committed to them. It costs $120 a year to send a child to school. And I want to tell the church, not one of them children will not go to school. We will get that money for them. They will have an education. They will be the best they can possibly be. We didn't ask them to be doctors. I'm not asking them to be doctors. I'm not asking them to be teachers. I want them the best them they can be. Amen. And money should not be an obstacle for that. Not $120 anyway. Some people give us money to give to the to certain things. The first village we went to, they had a machine that would fill buckets of water. They would bring buckets. Each house, it was like a row, like a long row of building, and it was just partitioned off, and each one of them was a house. Then there was this tank and a pump. And they had to put a coin in to get water from this tank. One baht was one bucket of water. But some people didn't have a bucket of water every day because they didn't have a baht. Now, a baht is 5 cents, roughly 5 cents. They couldn't afford that 5 cents. So that day, they couldn't have water. So we said, we're going to give them some money so they all have water. Because even in that, there's businesses that make money out of people because they bring the water in and they put the machine there and they want their baht. So we give them some money. Some people donated some money here, and we give them that. We said, we're going to let this village have at least 1,000 buckets of water free. At least. So no one in that community can't have water. No child doesn't have to have can have a drink. No child should be without a drink. No child should not be able to should be able to wash their clothes and wash themselves. At the rubbish tip, we've seen families, whole groups of people, full of ringworm. And you know how contagious ringworm is. So we no medication. So we got together and we bought the medication, and then we made the cream, put on all the kids who are losing hair because of ringworm. And you treat one, but you've got to treat them all. Tablets have to give them all the family. But you know what? Them kids always had a smile. They always had a smile. They always wanted to be loved and to give love. So the finances that we give here, though it might be small in comparison to the need, Jesus celebrated the woman that gave the mite. Amen. And if you that mite can go a long way. But I'm going to ask the church that we be faithful. We have plans, cans and other stuff. I reckon we can bring at least $3,000 or $4,000 a year just by cans and bottles. That can change someone's life. That can change a whole village. Whole village. So, on that note, can I have 10 minutes of your time? Genesis 11, verse 1. Who wants to see a move of God? Who wants to see something that God wants to build? I'm not going to get through all this. I'm just going to get probably two verses. It says this, "Now the whole earth had one language and the same words." I'm going to say that again. "The whole earth had one language and the same words." I'm going to say that little one again. This one line has held me for about 2 months. The whole earth had one language, same words. I had the pastor's wife interpret for me when I was preaching, Hanbai, phenomenal lady. Great interpreter, good in English. And I said a scripture said, "The deep calls to the deep." And she's looking at me and she's going, because she's reading hers, I'm on the same page as her, I'm in the same chapter as her, I'm in the same verse as her. Mine says, "The deep calls the deep." Hers said, "Waves call to waves." And I said, "We can be on the same page, but we're not speaking the same words." And it reminded me, this is about the Tower of Babel. If you want something to be built, we have to be of the same language. But the most important thing is, we must be speaking the same words. Amen? Let's read the story first, shall we? The whole earth was without one language and the same words. And the people migrated from the east. Don't look at my notes yet. They found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they settled there. And they said to one another, these people, they came from the east, God's people. "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they made bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us." Ooh. The minute you say "let us make" is the minute you're engaging your own mindset and strength, not the mindset and strength of God. "Come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves." Next chapter, chapter 12, you'll see God say to Abram something like this, "Come out and I will make your name." Who makes the name great? But when it's all about us, we're promoting our own name. "A city whose top is in the heavens, let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." They prophesied their own consequence. They knew what would happen. Amen. "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built." Underscore the children of man. We are not the children of man. We are the children of God. We're going to talk about the mindset of the children of God. Amen. Told my message for the next 3 minutes is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. We are here to see thy kingdom come. Footnote hint, 2025 and from there forevermore will be the vision of this church to see thy kingdom come. In fact, I think as a body of believers, as a Christendom in general, we've went so corporate looking for vision and what vision should be and what vision should statements we should declare, where God has never ever lost vision. The vision should always be thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The mission has never changed. Now, the strategy to fulfill that's a different thing. But the vision should be, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you go back to the first one, please? So anyway, this tower, this mindset of people got God's attention to such a point that God had to come down. God himself had to come down. When a people are of one mind, of one language, speaking the same thing, it grabs heaven's attention. In fact, the Bible actually says this, nothing shall be impossible for them. Unity in vision, unity in vocabulary, unity in language can make us reach the impossible that the world can. Thinking that one mite can make God turn his head. The woman. The plenty didn't turn God's head. Just the woman with the one mite. Because she gave her all. God can do with one mite what the banks of the world can't do with the whole world. He can make anything happen. But what he needs is a people that are speaking the same language, that have the same word, that are locked into his vision, which is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The Maranatha call. Come, Lord Jesus, come. All it means is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Everything points to thy kingdom come. All value systems of the church should point to thy kingdom come. Amen. So if you've come to a church at West Point and you're expecting the flashy lights and the smoke machines, you're not going to get it. You're not going to have it. If that smoke machine would cost $1,000, I'd rather give it to the children. I'm sorry. I refuse to build with my own bricks. God, they built a tower and they made their own bricks. Did God ever make bricks? No. God uses living stones. What, Peter? You're a living stone. And he gets them living stones and he builds what he needs to be built. And each stone, even though they might be formed and fashioned the way he expects them to be, he will cause them to fit. He will get you amongst people that will rub you up the wrong way. He will perfect that which is lacking in you and I. And most of your attacks, most of your trial, and most of your struggle will not be with demons. They're real. Don't get me wrong. They're real. For we fight not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this age. They are real. But 99.999% of your struggle is with people. And 99.999% of your struggle with people will be in your own house. You can say amen when you get home. You can nod inside. Don't let your wife see the outside nod. Amen. It's with people. So when you're building something, I've built lots of things. When you're building something, you get a rock and you get another rock and it don't fit. So you get the hammer and you chisel that rock and you shape that rock. God doesn't even do that. He says that nothing of that man touch the rock. He will get it and he will rub it together until it fits, and there's a gap in between the rocks, you say, there's a gap between the rocks, and I know exactly what God's going to do. He'll turn that rock upside down, he'll reshape it, he'll place it, and he will make it fit. Amen? Because the clay should never say to the potter, make me thus. Is that what it says in Ezekiel? Make me thus. No, 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 no. He's the potter. you're the clay. What we've got to say is, Lord, I surrender. Make me fit wherever you want me to fit. Amen. And the people migrated from the east. The east always speaks of the things of God. Rising of the sun, a new beginning, the direction of God's presence. The tabernacle always faced east in the wilderness. Is that right? Always faced east. There has to be a rising. We've got to see a rising of the sun every morning. We've got to see his mercies on you every. We have to see, we have to have a morning experience. Of the plain called the land of Shinar. Shinar means division. It's two rivers. Divided stream, wholly severed, wholly cast off, divided mind, overthrow of restraint, a divided mind, a belief in two powers, evil as well as good. In other words, whatever makes me feel good, I'll do it. Whatever. You know, God's a God of grace. He'll cover you. I'm allowed to do that. God loves me. He does. He'll always love you. He never stops loving you. But he never stops loving the sinner on the to the gates of hell. He still loves him. Divided. And the errors result. The basis of this word, Shinar, in its two. Duality, change, division, separation. That's why it's so important, more so than ever before, that the body of Christ comes into a mindset that he is Lord, and I come into one place of language and also the same word. You want to see something grow? You want to see something built in the kingdom of God? Be of the same language, be of the same word that he is, and build with what he places in your hand. These bricks were placed together with mortar, with asphalt. God's bond of the rocks is love. Ephesians, you're bonded together by love. A heated mind, an ardent passion, enmity, anxiety, terror. And guess what? They settle there. The minute you and I get into a place where we think we can build something for God, your mindset is no longer of the things of the Spirit, but it's carnal. And the carnal mind, my Bible says in the book of Romans, is what? Enmity against God. You and I never can take granted for anything that happens at any time in the kingdom of God. It's all by his will, or by his might, or by his power, and by his grace, and by his anointing. There is nothing you and I have ever earned regarding the kingdom of God. It's all him. You sitting here, it's all him. You having the faith to believe that Christ is, it's all him. Everything's him. Therefore, the minute I think I can build something for God and take acknowledgement for that, well, praise God, I'm just building my ministry. Hallelujah. No. You build something. You build with your bricks. You build with your asphalt, and God will come down. Can I go a little bit? I'm going to finish a little bit deeper. When we start building monuments of buildings that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars and not feeding the poor, when we've turned a calling into a vocation where people demand hundreds of thousands of dollars to speak, and I've got children dying because of hunger. I had this woman bring me a baby, no more than 2 months old. Its belly was swollen. It was lifeless. Hadn't woken up for 2 days. She wanted me to pray. So I prayed. And I said to her, this baby's got worms. You need to give it something to get rid of the worms. You know what she said to me? I haven't got any money. I am tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing people's lack because of this thing called money. So we gave her some money for the medicine. And we gave her, said, do your whole house. I said, God, I want my mic to make a change. I know I can't answer every problem. I know Jesus said you'll have the poor with you always. I know that. I know that that's true. But God, stretch the mite. God, make the 5 loaves and the 2 fish more than enough. God, help these people. It's not that they lack faith. They got faith. It's not that they don't love Jesus. They love Jesus. But sometimes, just sometimes, even Jesus had to tell Peter, go and fish. And once you get the fish, there's a coin in its mouth. And give it. We need to be people that are generous. And it's not the amount. It really isn't the amount. It's about our heart. What might be generous for Tilly might not be generous for me. What might be generous for me might not be generous for Mike. You get it? It's not. God looks at your heart. And God can bless what you give. Jesus didn't say to the guy with 5 loaves, 2 fish, can you go and ask for some more just in case? Did Jesus do that? Did Jesus say, anyone got another fish? No, I need another fish. Before we can do this miracle, we need another fish. Did he do that? No. You know what he did? Before that, he lifted it up to heaven. He offered it to the Father. He says, Father, this is all we've got. You know, the little that they had was more than enough. When we try to build our own, it can get God's attention for the wrong reasons. He came down and what did he? He didn't destroy the tower. What did he do? He confused there. They're no longer speaking the same. You can't build. You can't build when you're speaking a different language. You can't build when you're not saying the same words. And if I want to leave a legacy at West Point City Church till the day I die, I want to say this. We will be people of the same language. And we will start speaking the same thing. And it's not about building here. It's about building things in the kingdom of heaven. Because if my prayer is, thy kingdom come, that's what my mindset should be. About his kingdom, his desire, his will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is there poverty in heaven? No. So when someone's calling on the name of the Lord, when someone's a brother or a sister, when someone even isn't, and it's within my power, stretch out the hand of God, the hand of love. Might be a mite, might be a dollar, might be tens of thousands of dollars. I've got to finish. This wealthy man asked me to wire up 45 units as a young man. I was 26. 3 kids. He said, David, I want to give you the job. There's some units to wire up. I priced the material and I couldn't afford the material. Couldn't afford it. So he's waiting for me. He says, David, he says, where's your quote? Where's your quote? I said, I can't do it. He says, why can't you do it? I says, I can't afford it. He said, David. He said, just ask me. I said, what do you mean ask you? He said, well, $1,000 to you is like only $10 to me. He said, I can afford it. I went, what a mindset to have. And that's the truth. It's not the amount. My lack stopped me. But if I had given my 10, he could have made it 1,000. Your God can make do with anything you have in your hand. And I'm going to say this. God has never left your hand empty. He's always placed something in your hand. Amen? Let's stand. I'm going to finish on that. Next week, we'll pick it up. We're going to take up our tithes and offerings as part of our worship before the Lord this morning. It's already been done, has it? Has anyone been around? Yeah, you have? Who took the bags around for me? They've done it. But if you want to do an offering again, that'd be fine. He's a good God. He's a great God. And we know, got to, as a people, got to start speaking the same language, same words. Because I want to see his kingdom come, his will be done. I don't want to build my own. Thy kingdom come. Vision for 2025. Thy kingdom come. Amen. Jess, come here. Stay there, right there. I feel the Lord's telling me to tell you this. He's given you, he's going to give you the strategy. He's going to give you the wisdom and counsel of the Holy Ghost. And he's going to lift up your arms. And he's going to give you a supernatural endowment of strength. And as you lean on him, you will get the mindset of God. And as that mindset's released, you will speak. Amen. And words that come out of your belly shall be words of deliverance, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? God's looking for a people that have one language, same voice, to see a building of a kingdom. Amen. And if you're in the midst of being fitted by God, celebrate that. Celebrate the rubbing together and the shaping and the forming by the hand of the Lord. Amen. Never forgetting, he chastens those whom he... Yeah. We don't say that to him when he does it. What we say is things like this. God, help me. Why am I going through all of this? And I remember doing that to God. Anyone ever done that to God? Yeah. God, why me? You know what he said to me? Why not? Well, that shut me up real quick. Father, we just thank you for your presence in this place. Father, we thank you what you've been doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we come as a people together. Lord, we want to speak the same language. We want to have the same words. We want to see your kingdom come. Your will be done. Therefore, Father, we would ask you, mold us, shape us as instruments in your hand, that we can be efficient and effective, releasing the blessedness of our God to those around us, to those who you've placed with, about us. Father, we lift up our children in Thailand this morning. I lift up our Kate. Lord, that anointing upon her life, let it grow. It's only by grace, Father, your grace alone, So keep her, protect her, and hedge her about. Touch our children, Father. I want you to bless them, my God. I want them to see the handiwork of you. They love you. I ask in the name of Jesus, grant us our pennies. Grant us that might that we can be faithful to the end to see thy kingdom come. In Jesus' name. And if that's your heart this morning, you tell Father amen and amen. Amen. God bless you. Love have been back. And we'll preach next week. Glory to God. Please stay for a cup of tea and a cup of coffee in Jesus' name. Amen.